Russia once again warning Western countries about supplying weapons to insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the weapons supplied to militants could one day lead to the use of them in Europe. Putin criticized Western countries for the arms delivery based on what he called unconfirmed data on the use of chemical weapons by Damascus. The Russian president said the move could only destabilize the situation in Syria. Putin was speaking after a two-day G8 summit in Northern Ireland, which wrapped up hours ago. Leaders from the US, France, Britain and Germany also attended. Days ago, Washington spoke of delivering arms to insurgents, alleging that Damascus has used chemical weapons. And last month, the European Union, under the pressure of Britain and France, lifted an arms embargo on the militants in Syria. Roshan Mohammad Saleh is our correspondent. He's with me now live from the, of course, venue of the G8 summit. He's been following events for us. Roshan, good to see you. We did hear the comments made by Vladimir Putin. And when he was asked whether he is Russia is solitary in its stance on Syria, he said no, that other members of the G8 also agree with Russia that actually the Syrian army has not used chemical weapons. So what message is he trying to give there?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that President Putin thinks that the chemical weapons scenario is in fact a ruse by the West to get involved in the Syrian war. We've seen it before with Iraq and alleged weapons of mass destruction which didn't in fact exist. So they've set up this UN investigation to look into the issue of chemical weapons. And it very much appears that Russia is calling the West bluff to actually prove their case. And I don't think a lot of people around the world will be very skeptical about the claims that the Syrian regime, or in fact the rebels, have used chemical weapons, because they simply don't believe the West when it comes out with these statements, especially Western intelligence agencies. Putin basically was saying that the only solution to the Syrian quagmire is a political solution. It's certainly not for the West to arm the Syrian rebels and therefore exacerbate the civil war. So I really think that Putin put the ball in the West court there.
So Roshan, of course, we're not sure whether there was any formal agreement or not on the situation in Syria, but have comments been made by the European side on this as well, especially about Putin's remarks on the use of chemical weapons?
Yes, I mean, David Cameron made it clear that he believes that the Assad government has used chemical weapons. But I did notice a kind of change in his tone. Before, he was always saying the Assad regime is doomed. He didn't use that terminology anymore, especially that would sound a little silly after Assad's kind of recent victories on the ground. But what he did say is that he was effectively trying to entice supporters of the Assad government to defect by saying that the West would ensure that the Syrian state is not destroyed, that unlike the Iraqi state, for example, after the 2003 invasion, and that people who support Assad should think about leaving him because they will still have jobs and money. So it looks as though the West is trying a different tack. They've tried to militarily take down Syria, but now they realize that Syria is a force with powerful backers, and perhaps militarily they can't do that. And therefore now it looks as though they're trying to entice Assad supporters away from his government.
Thank you very much, Roshan Mohammad Saleh, our correspondent with us there from Northern Ireland.